The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Tracy here, Grow My Cleaning Company. And today we have an exciting guest. I can't wait to have him share his story with you. Mr. Seth Baker. Welcome, Seth.
Hi.
Seth is an amazing client of ours. He came to us not that long ago, a few months ago, and he's going to share with us some of his exciting journey on how he got here with us. But before that, I'd like to give you a little bit of history, a little bit of background on Mr. Seth Baker. Seth started Baker Cleaning Service in January of 2018 in Millsboro, Delaware, and provides residential cleaning services to Delaware Beach, the Delaware Beach area. Never been to Delaware. Is it awesome there?
It's a pretty nice area.
Yeah?
Busy in the summertime. There is definitely a lot of beach traffic.
Well, I was just going to say, anything with beach in the name, I would imagine it's going to be pretty busy. All right. Well, awesome. Let's just dive right in. So, Seth, tell us a little bit, just 2-3 minutes on where you started. What made you get into the cleaning business in the first place?
Honestly, I was jobless at first and needed something to do. So I reached out to a friend of mine who owned a cleaning business, and I worked for her for a year. And within that year, I guess you could say I was noticing where I just thought things could be done better. And I thought, you know, I could do this better. So after a year, I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it.
So you were working for her and then said to yourself, okay, you know what? I think I could do this whole cleaning business a little bit better. All right. Gotcha. So then when you started, you were in it for a couple of years before you came to Grow My Cleaning Company. Tell us about that journey.
The growth of the business had kind of seemed to halt. I felt like I was struggling a lot, you know, between clients and staff and getting the right clients and kind of not really understanding what the right clients were. And I'd seen a lot of Mike's podcasts and a lot of stuff on YouTube and Facebook. And finally, I just thought, you know what? I got to talk to these people. I got to see what it is they do. And maybe we could do stuff together.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit more. Tell us all a little bit more about like that moment. You know, there's always that moment where you've been doing what you're doing and you see, let's say, Mike's podcast, or you see some information on the internet and you go, what was that impetus? What was that crucial, like, sort of tipping point for you where you said, yeah, I need to do something different?
That actually came during a 2-day event that I signed up for with Mike and you, actually, I believe.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun event, but there was a lot of stuff said in there where it was just like, oh my gosh, I've so lived that. I get that. And, you know, looking at it differently, I'm going, you know what? I'm not doing anything different to make the business grow and make it better. Mm. So the fault's on me.
Interesting. So I, as a mindset coach, as part of the team, I call that radical responsibility, taking radical responsibility. And when you do that, that puts you back in the driver's seat, right?
Yeah.
I love that. So maybe share with everyone, what was one of those sort of aha moments, like specific to your business, that you felt in that 2 days?
I think one of the best ones was there was a conversation about having the ideal clients and, you know, how to handle, we'll just call them problem clients, you know, people who are never satisfied. And at the time, I had a good handful of those. You know, didn't matter how hard you scrub, what you use, how you did it, they still weren't going to be happy. They were going to complain about something.
Right.
And it was that conversation during that 2-day event that was just like, why am I doing this? Why am I letting the clients run my business instead of me running my business? And that was my big aha moment that, you know what, it's time for a change. It's time to pick a new direction here and really go somewhere with it.
I hear you. You know what? That's so important. And there's probably a lot of people out there that run cleaning companies that thought, well, you know, I'll just take business. I've got a checkbook. They're writing me a check, so to speak. They're paying me. So I guess that's who I take, right? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Got it. Well, I know one of the big things that Mike talks about, and we did talk about in that 2 days that maybe you're also connecting with here, Seth, is the core values.
Yeah. And that was kind of, I guess you could say, a little bit of a rude awakening, kind of having to really discover what my core values are. And then realizing, you know, I've had a lot of people work for me over the last couple of years, and I've had a lot of clients that really weren't a good fit. And it didn't, now I look at it and go, you know, it doesn't make sense to be upset about letting that client go, or when they decide to let us go, it's okay. We're not a good fit.
You know what? That's a big shift for a lot of people, because I think there's a lot of fear in that space around, ooh, if I let that go, then maybe I'll never get another client. You know, maybe they'll never.
Right.
It's interesting, right? So speaking of things that are odd, I call them the monkey mind stuff, right? The monkey mind things that kind of hold us back. What would you say was, prior to Grow My Cleaning Company and coming to work with us, what would you say your biggest fears were of making change?
I think one of my biggest fears came down to the pricing. You know, and if I think a job should be, we'll say $175, you know, my monkey mind was saying to me, nobody is ever going to pay that.
Right.
You know, but what I've learned since then is, no, they're not going to pay that if you don't ask for it.
Oh, well, for sure, right? They're not going to read your mind. You don't get what you don't ask for. That's a writer downer, everybody. Love that. And Seth, do you now that you're on the other side, do you also believe that the way that you present your pricing matters too?
To a point, yes. I mean, the one thing that I've learned, and I think Mike had even said this at some point in time, is you could bore your customers to death with, we're going to hide dust and we're going to use this product on your furniture and blah, blah, blah. And our vacuums are blah, blah, blah. And they're standing there rolling their eyes like, I really don't care. Clean my house. That's all that matters to me right now.
I totally agree. So I think what I'm hearing you say is they don't want to know about how you're going to do it. They really only care about what matters to them.
Right.
Right. And so maybe you can speak to Clean Nation a little bit more about what that shift was for you. So how you asked for more money and got it, not just ask, because I know that there's a little more to it. Like profit, you know, knowing your profit margin and standing firm on being profitable. Like maybe you can expand a little bit more on how you were so confident in presenting your new pricing.
I don't really present the pricing as, you know, we're going to do all these boring things for you. It's basically, it goes back to what the customer is, what's bothering them. What is their pain? Like Mike would say.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, they spend too much time cleaning, their weekend off, they're scrubbing the house. So my part of the conversation is, look, you're only off weekends. You should enjoy your family time. You should be home. You should have barbecues. You should play with your kids. Let us take care of the cleaning. We're going to come in Friday afternoon. We're going to scrub the whole house. It's going to sparkle and you're going to have a fabulous weekend. And we're going to do all of that for this much.
Right. Ah, I love that. That is so important. So Clean Nation, definitely take note of that. That is a mindset shift, by the way. First, it's a mindset shift, and then it's a strategy. So I love that. It's instead of talking about all the boring details, find out what your customer's pain is, speak to that, serve them at that level, and then present your price, which, by the way, should have profit built in, right, Seth?
Oh, absolutely.
and how much profit?
You should be making 50% profit.
50% gross profit, and how much net profit?
Net should be 20%.
Yes, absolutely. And for a lot of you out there that maybe have never calculated your actual profit, this is a really important aspect of proper pricing, right? We call it profitability pricing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And having the right clients, core values matched clients, profitable pricing. Man, you're just dropping gold here, Seth. This is super important for everybody.
It can be a rude awakening when you really start looking at your clients and figuring out whether they're profitable. Sometimes you might realize that, you know what, that one really difficult client, you're losing $10 every time you show up.
In other words, you're paying them to clean their house and to be, frankly, to handle a lot of stress and guff that you don't need to.
Exactly.
And you know what? I wouldn't even call that a rude awakening. I would call that a blessed day awakening.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I could get rid of that client and stop losing money.
Yep. And get rid of the headache all at the same time.
It's a bonus. I love it. Well, Seth, what do you feel like? We talked so much, you and I, about mindset. What would you say was the biggest shift for you in finally deciding, like prior to coming to Grow My Cleaning Company, and right at that moment that you made the decision to make these changes, what would you say was the biggest mindset shift that might be able to help Clean Nation? Now, those of them out there that are like scared and maybe they're worried about making these changes, they're concerned they're going to lose their clients, whatever that may be. What would you say was the biggest mindset shift?
I think the biggest mindset shift was kind of realizing and acknowledging that what I was doing at the time was not working the way I thought it would. You know, and having to accept that and then say, you know what, if it's not worked yet, it's probably not going to work tomorrow. You know, so that's when I really had to shift the mindset and say, you know what, it's time for a new path. We're going to go a different direction with this and we're going to make this work.
And really to make the kind of commitment to change that you made really means you had to go all in, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? I think a lot of people like to, they want change, but then they kind of dabble with it. I don't know. You have any thoughts about the difference between going all in and dabbling?
Dabbling is okay, but dabbling is not going to get you where you want to go ultimately. You might get a few steps closer, but it's not going to be a home run. And going all in, it's scary. And it's a little shocking at times, you know, having to really take a look at what you've been doing and realizing that this is probably not the best way to do this. But if you go all in and really pursue it, it's worth it. It is so worth it.
Yes, yes, yes. Love that. Clean Nation, listen up. And now, Seth, I'm going to ask you really a free-for-all question. Biggest piece of advice that you would give to Clean Nation out there listening right now that's real time relevant to today? Biggest piece of advice?
I think my biggest piece of advice, and probably because I hear this so much from other cleaners and even homeowners that say, you know, I had a girl for years and she cleaned my house for $50 a week. If you're trying to start a cleaning business and you really want to take it somewhere, those are not your clients. Years ago, I would kind of just very quietly excuse myself from that conversation. Today, I'm looking at them going, I'm sorry, that's never going to happen.
Amen. I love that. And just as a clarification, why don't they want those clients?
Those clients, honestly, you're never going to make money with it. There is no profit to be made. If you're looking to hire staff, even if you only have a couple people cleaning, you're never going to make money at that price point.
That's and it.
Like Mike says constantly, cleaning is a luxury. You know, this is not something that people really need to survive, but it's something that a lot of people want and they're willing to pay for it. They're willing to pay for those free weekends that they can spend with their family to where they don't spend their weekend cleaning the house anymore.
Absolutely. I love that, that you're, you know, you're absolutely right. And unless you're in commercial where they, you know, there's some requirement, but even then, if it's a requirement and you're in commercial out there, Clean Nation, those are people that the necessity is enough to require that they pay profitability, you know, for your Absolutely. Profitability so that you can do a good job and do it right. And in residential, it is a luxury. It's hey, I value my time as a homeowner more than I value that extra $50 or whatever the case may be to pay the appropriate amount per cleaning. So I love that. Thank you, Seth. That was You're awesome. Welcome. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So our lightning round now, what would you say is your favorite or number one book or tool or software that you would recommend to Clean Nation? And why is it so great?
That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Any insider insights?
I'm going to have to say one of my favorite pieces of software that I use on a daily basis is probably the ZenMade platform. And nice. What I have found, it is not a perfect program by any means, but it is something that they are constantly improving and working on. And I like that I can track my customer profitability there. I can track my sales for the month there. I can track all my customers. I can schedule my cleaners. And I can click one button and it takes care of the billing. And it just makes things really easy.
So what I hear you saying with that, Seth, is systems, right? Having a system, having one software that helps you organize and stay tracking. Oh my gosh, tracking. I mean, I know with a lot of companies that tracking is a little loosey-goosey. Let's put it that way. So
it is. I mean, and I remember when I was doing everything off of like a paper planner book, you know, and then weeks later, I'm thinking, oh crap, did Mrs. Jones ever pay for that last cleaning? I don't remember getting a check. Did I deposit a check? I don't have to think about that anymore.
That's right. Absolutely. And Clean Nation out there, if you don't have a dialed in system or systems for tracking your numbers, your accounting, your hours, your all of those things, that is huge, 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 huge. And of course, you know, Mike is a big, that's all he talks about, right? Make systems, sure you have your systems, right?
He likes systems. Yep.
Exactly. Awesome. All right. So biggest myth business owners need to know the truth about. What's the biggest myth in cleaning?
There's so many of them.
I know, right? You're like, pick a myth.
I think probably one of the biggest ones that I hear a lot is when people say, oh, I'm going to start a cleaning business because it's easy.
Oh,
and I have to kind of quietly turn my head and laugh under my breath. Like, you have no idea what you're in for.
Right. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, Seth, do you find that it's true to just to add to that, that there's a difference between a single person who picks up a mop in a dream and says, I'm going to own a job and being a true cleaning company business owner? Do you find there's a difference?
There is a big difference. And I think, I have to say, I think Mike said it best. You know, if you're a solo cleaner, and I was a solo cleaner, that's how I started out. I didn't have a company. Mm-hmm. I had a piece of paper that said I registered with the state, but I didn't have a real company. I had a job.
Right.
Now, because if I was sick, I wasn't getting paid because I wasn't out cleaning toilets.
Right. That's so and true.
That was a huge shift. I mean, for mindset, even that's a huge mindset shift in itself, because realizing I didn't have a job, you know, or a company, I had a job. That's pretty tough to swallow. But acknowledging that and saying, you know what, I don't want a cleaning job. Mm. I want a company.
Right.
That's where you really start to move forward.
Absolutely. And then profit is actual profit, because just because you're not cleaning doesn't mean that you're not getting paid. And that's the difference, right? Isn't it?
It is.
I love that. That's awesome. All right. So one last thought for Clean Nation, anything that you'd like them to know or any tips that you think would be useful as we close up?
That's a tough one.
Anything in mindset, maybe?
I'm going to say don't give up. Let your mindset talk you down and talk you out of it. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I love it.
It's not always easy getting there, but it's worth it in the end.
Words of wisdom, Seth. Words of wisdom. I always like to say, grow big or go home.
There you go. That's a good one.
And grow big just means bigger than you are right now. And when we grow, our businesses can grow. So let's do it. Let's do it, Clean Nation. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to have a talk with one of our coaches, please go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, just like Seth did once upon a time ago. Reach out, have a conversation with one of our coaches. Maybe there's a way for you to also grow right now amidst everything that's going on, just like Seth did. I encourage you all, take a step right now. Take a bold step for your own growth and just do it. All right. Thank you, everyone. And we will see you on the other side.
Well, here we are at the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. At 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.